Chapter 6, I believe, text 26. Can someone please give this text to me on the mobile telephone? Then I can, it's easier than it seems, but we will start already. Please make the text a little higher. Brother Seto, please make it a little higher so that we can send it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Namani. Is it there?
Yes.
Anantasya.
Anantasya.
Hatatrapa. Patan. Guyani. Badrani. Kritani chasmaran.
Kritani chasmaran.
Namanyanantasya tatra papatan. Namanyanantasya tatra papatan. Uyani badrani kritani chasmaran. Uyani badrani kritani chasmaran. Gampaya tangstushta managata spriha. Gampaya tangstushta managata spriha. Kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsaraha. Kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsaraha. Namanyanantasya tatra papatan. Namanyanantasya tatra papatan. Guyani batrani kritani chasmaram.
Guyani batrani kritani chasmaram.
Gampaya tangstushta managata spriha. Kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsaraha.
Pratikshan vimado vimatsaraha.
Namanyanantasya hatatra papadan. Namanyanantasya hatatra papadan. Guyani badrani kritani cha smaran.
Guyani badrani kritani cha smaran.
Gampaya tangstushtama nagata spriha.
Gampaya tangstushtama nagata spriha.
Kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsara.
Pratikshan vimado vimatsara.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Someone else, please. It's a little difficult, I know. But just go by the melody which you know. I think this is... Namanyanantasya hatatrapastadvan. Guyani badrani kitani chasmaram. Gampaya tangstushtam managatasmiha. Kalam patikshan vimado vimatsara. Yes, one Vaishnavi, please, if possible. Namanyanantasya tata papatan. Guyani badrani kitani chasmaram. Gampaya tangstushtamanagata spiha. Galam patikshan vimado vimatsara. I'm so useless with this. I have it. Thus, this is Narada Muni who speaks to all of us. Narada Muni's he talks about his own life, or more precisely, what happened to him after he had this realization where Krishna had appeared to him once in his heart. So he says what he did afterwards. Thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. You can imagine he must have chanted and danced like a madman, and in this way he ignored the formalities of the material world, you know, be honorable. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble and unenvious. It's very interesting. He chanted the holy name and traveled and preached the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. It's noteworthy what inner qualities he had developed. Do you remember some of this? The three were given? Yes, he was fully satisfied. This is called santosh, was being content inside. What else he was? Humble, yes, exactly. And? Non-envious, yes, yes. Prabhupada comments in a beautiful purport. The life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narada Muni, by his personal example. To explain something in a nutshell means in a comprehensive form, you know, very compact. Such a devotee, after his initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and traveling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire. Can you imagine? After a devotee has given up desires for material happiness, there's one desire still left in him. Can you imagine what it could be? To go back to Godhead. You know everything, or Google knows everything. This awaits them in due course on quitting the material body. Yes. Because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone. Nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity, to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive of material gain. So yes, this is in a summary, in a nutshell, the life of a devotee. He has a very high goal. He wants to go back to Godhead, and in the light of this goal, he is able to develop these good qualities of being non-envious, humble, and what was the satisfied in the heart. No? I remember I once had a horse. His name was Max, and it was very difficult to convince Max to ride in the morning. I like to ride in a very brisk way into the forest, and Max was a little tired in the morning. He was a little lazy, so I had to use apples and all my conviction power to get him going, because I appreciated the full gallop. And Max was unwilling. No. But every time we went back home, back to the yard where he was, he was not actually on a yard. He was on a. Where his home was. It was a nice meadow with nice green grasses. Max was very enthusiastic. He would gallop, he would swim through rivers. Max was really into it. So a devotee also, when he understands, I'm going back home, back to Godhead, he's very enthusiastic. And it is easier for him to overcome the obstacles of material life. This is an analogy which I heard from Srila Prabhupada, not with Max the horse, but with the devotee. When he has fixed in his mind the resolution to go back to where he belongs, then he can become enthusiastic and also tolerant of the various obstacles which may still turn up. Good, so this in a nutshell, the life of a devotee. I took this verse today because I would like to give you my final message. I know there is a little workshop in the afternoon, but I don't know if you are all still here. My message is, you are where your mind is. Our Narada Muni in the Sanskrit text did two things. He chanted, and smaran is there in Sanskrit. He was, Prabhupada translate, constantly remembering Krishna. These were his activities. He chanted himself and he constantly remembered Krishna, and then also spread the glories of Krishna for the benefit of others. Today, because the subject matter of our Serbian summer camp is remembering Krishna, I would like to focus on this thing. He constantly remembered Krishna. My dear devotees, the activities of the mind are, amongst others, smriti, or remembering, or being occupied with some very good thought. And when you have this good thought in your mind, you have a lens through which you see the world, and the lens gives you happiness. I want to give you an example. By Krishna's mercy, I had a short but very nice morning program, where I stayed, And when we came back, when we came here, there were many hawks or pigs in the on the street, and we had to go a little bit more slowly. And it was a whole family. I think it was must have been, well, at least 8 pigs, possibly 10 pigs, and they were dirty. And I was in such a good mood, I just put the window down and chanted Hare Krishna to the pigs, because I felt this is maybe their only chance to hear the holy name. So let us spread the holy name in this Serbian village to the little, to the population, to one of, no, one part of the population. If I would have been in another consciousness, perhaps I would have not had thoughts of Krishna and the soul in my mind. I would thought, oh no, the pigs have left, have crossed the road from the left side. I know from the drivers in Braj, you know, that's a highly inauspicious sign. When pigs cross the road from the left side, oh no! I would have developed a conspiracy theory. These pigs were sent by the devil so that this summer camp is ruined, you know, and so on. You follow what I want to say is your inner state, what you think, your inner cultivation will describe the perspective in which you look at the world. Therefore, for a devotee of Krishna, it is very important that he takes care that his mind is filled with pure thoughts. Otherwise, it will be very, very difficult for him to live a spiritually advantageous life. I have a friend in Germany who leads a yoga center where throughout the year a few million, 3 million, 5 million people come in contact with yoga. Because he's my friend, he also talks about bhakti, there's kirtan, and so on. And when Corona came, you know what this is, Corona? When it came, he has about 300 people in the ashram who work hard throughout the year to make this yoga center work. You might have heard it, Shivananda Yoga Center in Germany, very big center. So he told me on the phone that, my God, Corona came and it split our community in two parts. One thought Corona is really there, other thought it's an invention, and the two camps were quarreling with each other. And he saw that slowly one camp turned into you know, taking shelter in conspiracy theories, and they became even right-wing Nazis. And he was thinking, Satchidananda Swami, what's going on here? And I said, well, perhaps these people who turned in such extreme things, when a little thing, like a little, something little happened, then something like this illness happened, they had not taken care that their mind was purified. And therefore, the different things in their mind came out, you know. It said when you press an orange, orange juice comes out. But if you press a zwiebel, what is it, an onion, no orange juice comes, but the sharp onion juice. So when you are in difficult circumstances or different circumstances in life, a devotee who is engaged with devotional subjects, he will act in one way, and a devotee who is engaged with material subjects and who has a material outlook, he will act in another way. So it's so important that we don't just take care of the outside aspects of Krishna consciousness, but we take care of our mind. My dear devotees, this is, Prabhupada once said, it's a mental culture, the culture of the mind. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. And the mind will be cultivated by remembering Krishna, by thinking about Krishna, and not just during the lecture or when you prepare for a lecture. No, my dear devotees, throughout the day, that's when it's most important. You see. So there are two forms of remembering Krishna according to Rupa Goswami. One is smriti, simple remembrance, and the other is dhyanam, which is more, is this a meditation. Would you like how he defines these two forms of mental culture? Smriti, yatha katam chin manasa sambandha smriti uchyate. Somehow or other, connecting the mind to Krishna is called smriti or remembrance. He quotes a verse from Vishnu Purana, which tells us the power of this remembrance of Krishna, where you make a little an effort so that you can somehow or other during the day remember Krishna. He says, smriti sakala kalyana bhajanam yatra jayate purushantam ajam nityam brajami sharanam harim. Simply by remembering the Lord, what happens? One attains all auspiciousness inside. Everything becomes happy, pure, clean. Let me therefore take shelter of that Lord Hari, who's unborn, he was never born, and he is eternal. So this is smriti. You make an effort to somehow remember Krishna. At the beginning, it might be udbhalayat. It might be with some inner strength, and therefore, you read, for instance, in the scriptures something. We will do this in a moment, and then you try to remember this. I will guide you in such an exercise where you somehow or other remember Krishna. But then there is this other form, which is something which develops when the mind is a little bit more pure. It means dhyanam or meditation. The definition here is meditation means to contemplate on the Lord's form, qualities, pastimes, and service. So you contemplate. How is contemplate in Serbian language? Yeah, I'm not so expert, I mean, I'm not at all expert in your language. It means contemplate. The word comes from Latin. In a temple, it means con. Con means actually with, and temple. It's like what you do in a temple. Traditionally, you go there, you leave the world behind, and you just engage in absolutely spiritual activities. So this meditation means to contemplate on the Lord's form. Wow, how does he look? His qualities, how is he? His pastimes and service with absorption and skill. In this way, a meditation, for instance, you might sit down, Rupa Goswami gives the example from, I believe it's Bhavishya Purana. You build in your mind a temple. Yes, my dear devotees. Then you enter the temple. There are beautiful deities. This all happening in your mind. And then you engage in service, like cleaning the temple, or perhaps cooking sweet rice and offering sweet rice to the Lord. No? This is seva dhyanam, no? Meditating on service. And you will, I think, agree with Rupa Goswami, this requires deep absorption, and you also need to be a little skilled. You need to have learned this really very good. This krida dhyanam, I would like to give you an example of meditating on Krishna's past times. This is from Padma Purana. Our Rupa Goswami quotes this. Sarva maduya sharanarani savadbhutamayamicha dhyanam hares charitrani lalitani vimuchate. One who always meditates on the sweetest and most astonishing activities of Lord Hari. There is a lot of astonishment. Oh, Krishna, it's so surprising. There's this rasa, you know, of it's always new, it's always surprising. One who meditates about these activities surely becomes free from all material contamination. So, in this lecture, I will not be concerned so much about dhyanam. Rupa dhyanam, guna, you know, meditating about Krishna's form, about his qualities, about his activities, and about serving him. We will leave that for another class, perhaps in 20 years, when you have, when we all feel more advanced, you know. Why 20 years? Maybe next year already. Let us not engage here now with things which might, at least they are beyond me, you know. Let us go to the first thing of remembering Krishna in a realistic way. Let us be very attentive, because this is now a training lecture. Yes, you will be trained actually to enter on the path of spontaneous devotional service, to make your first I think many of you have made some steps already, but we will make some steps here. It is highly interesting. So smriti means, again, what was it? I know it's a little difficult. I also need my notes here. No, I know it by heart. To somehow connect the mind with Krishna. Yes, this is called smriti or remembrance. It is somehow or other. That means you see what is possible for me this way. Oh, that's not possible, but this other way is possible, and you make an effort. Could you perhaps tell me how you could practice smriti? Cooking for Krishna, someone said, no? Well, how would you do this, cooking for Krishna?
When I cook, I, you know, devote everything there. This is for him. I'm doing this for him.
Yes. Oh, you would consciously, you would be mindful. You would be mindful. I'm consciously doing this now for Krishna. Would you choose, perhaps, you would try to make it really tasteful, perhaps? Yes, what are other ways? I would hear, and what would you do after hearing? You would remember. Perhaps you could do this, try this today. You will hear a beautiful verse from the Bhagavatam, and you could remember it and perhaps describe it to someone. This is revolutionary. After the class, you would not forget, Oh my God, we are getting, where are we going? This is another movement. We would go and we would perhaps remember it and perhaps tell it, oh my devotee, so and so, this is what I heard, it was what striking me. Once, you know, Prabhupada was really, many of us saw him. People came to him and said, can you show me God? And I remember this, Prabhupada said, yes. There was, so what? The people said, so yes. Then you drink water. The taste in water, that is Krishna. He would say this. My dear devotees, I heard him saying this, talking about remembrance of Krishna in Stockholm to drunkards. I told this story already in other lectures, but we had these big programs and we invited Srila Prabhupada to come from London to Stockholm altogether, three programs, public programs. One was in Stockholm, the other in Uppsala. And when he was in Stockholm, he was so much in ecstasy. He sang a few songs in the bhajan part. Samsara Davana, he sang. And then we said to Prabhupada, now is time for the lecture. And he said, no, I will sing another song. And then he sang Chintamani, very endearing. And yes, I was at that time asked to guard the Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva was a speculative sweet which tasted really nice. It was with milk powders and powder and nuts. And my duty was, it was at the entrance, to guard this so that no one would steal it. So I was guarding Vishnu Tattva and I was making plans how I could get a good portion from Vishnu Tattva. So I was not very attentive in the lecture, but then something struck me. There were many drunkards sitting near the Vishnu Tattva, and Srila Prabhupada saw this and he addressed them. He said, even if you are a drunkard, you can still meditate about Krishna and become a great yogi. How to do this? And then Prabhupada said, you meditate that the taste in wine is Krishna. This is how you start. This is called smriti, somehow or other, remembering Krishna. This is not for devotees, by the way. You are on a higher level. These were drunkards who were assembling, maybe because they were sitting around the Vishnu Tattva, and they wanted to have that, of course. It was a real good sweet. So in some way or other, you can think that the light of the sun is Krishna. People like Sriji and myself, we are moon children, we are very, we are influenced by the moon, which gives us a lot of mental strength. And we think, at least I must still share this with Sriji, I don't know if he knows already, but when you look at the moon, when we look at the moon, we moon children, we can meditate, oh yes, Krishna is the light of the moon, the cooling, very nice, whitish, cooling moon, that's Krishna, no? And so on. So the important point is you have to make a conscious choice to engage your mind somehow or other. And I find a very nice way is to meditate about verses from the Shastras, from the scriptures, which are about Krishna. Many of my god brothers, there's one called Dravida Prabhu. Wow, who has these amazing abilities to remember Sanskrit, and then he sometimes makes his own English translations of the verses and so on. There is one verse in the first canto which I would like to guide you in so that you see what is Smriti. Mm-hmm. And you feel the happiness of Smriti in your heart, the auspiciousness which comes in your heart when you remember Krishna. So this is from 1.11.27, first canto, 11th verse, text 27. Maybe Bhatta Setu can put this on for us in the computer so that it's visible. No, I will chant it for you first. Sita Patra Vaja. No. Sita Patra Vaja Naya Upaskrita Prasuna Vasha Abhivashita Pati Pishanga Vasha Vanamalaya Babo Gano yatako upachapa vaityutai. Yes, now the English, please. So we will read now the verse, like Jiva Goswami gives a very nice process how to read in a more, let us say, meditative way the verse of the Shastra. Shastras. You know, when there is a cow, the calf knows, I want something from the cow. Do you know what the calf wants from the cow? Milk, of course. It's in the big udder, and the calf wants to come and put its mouth on the udder and drink that sweet milk. There is herbal milk in some cases. When cows have eaten herbs, the milk is especially fragrant. I call it herbal milk. I don't know if this is an authorized word. So in the same way, a devotee, as a calf follows the cow mother to drink milk, the devotee reads the Shastra to get the essence from the Shastra. And in this case, the essence is remembrance of Krishna. This describes how Krishna came to Dwaraka and how he walked with his devotees over the public road. Let us see. Yes. As the Lord, please, I will read now very slowly. Try to follow the lines. Don't just let them come in and out of the ear. Try to form an image. Try to see the Lord in your mind's eye walking down the public road of Dwaraka. Mm-hmm. You have seen people coming down public roads, for instance, in Novi Sad. So it's easy for you to associate, to come, to think of this, no? Because it's within your experience. This is called, in psychology, the power of association. You have seen something, and then you bring this something by the power of association. You grasp it and bring it into your heart. As the Lord passed along the public road of Dwaraka, his head was protected from the sunshine by a white umbrella. White umbrella protected the Lord. White chamaras moved in semicircles. It's not full circle, but like this, no? This is a semicircle. Full circle would be like this, But no, they were waved like this, semicircle. And showers of flowers fell upon the road. His yellow garments and garlands of flowers made it appear as if a dark cloud were surrounded simultaneously by sun, the moon, stars, lightning, and rainbows. Now, Prabhupada writes something interesting in the purport. And we need this information in order to now to practice Smriti. It is usually impossible that sun, moon, stars, lightning, and rainbows appear at the same time. But the Lord is all-powerful. And in His presence, everything and anything can be made possible by His inconceivable energy. But His passing on the roads of Dwaraka was beautiful and could not be compared to anything besides the description of natural phenomena. It will become clear in a second. Now I will request our Bada Setu to take away the text from us. Yes, he will cover it. Very good. Now we will hear the same thing again with the additional information from the purport. Because this verse paints a picture whereby the Lord is like a dark cloud. The Chamaravis are like two moons, plural. His garland is like a rainbow, and his dhoti, can anyone recall what the dhoti is compared to? Lightning, yes, why? The dhoti is really yellow, you know, and it's like flashing electricity. So, we will hear the same thing now. You can close your eyes if you're not tired. If you are tired, don't close your eyes, please. And are you ready now for some smriti?
Yes.
No, yes, middle. Good. You have no choice, by the way. No, because you all like to advance, so why not do it, no? So, please repeat with me the Maha Mantra in a peace, in a slow way. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord passes along the public road of Dwaraka. His head was protected from the sunshine by a white umbrella. This umbrella was like the sun. On his left and right side, white chamaras moved in semicircles, they looked like two moons. And showers of flowers fell upon the road. These showers of flowers looked like stars, which fell to glorify the Lord. His yellow garments looked like lightning, and the garlands of flowers looked like two rainbows. One went down and the other went up. In this way, the Lord looked like a dark cloud which was surrounded simultaneously by the sun, the umbrella, two moons, the charamaras, stars, lightning, and rainbows. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. Yellow garments and the garlands of flowers made it appear as if a dark cloud, Krishna, were surrounded simultaneously by sun, moons, stars, lightning, and rainbows. Hare Krishna. So the devotee will take verses from the Bhagavatam, which is the emperor of scripture, and he will think about them, remembering them. Do you know a collection of verses which is especially suited for this? I heard someone say Venu Gita. It was like a whisper. Venu Gita. You don't need to be shy about these things. No? Venu Gita in the 10th canto, where we hear so many nice informations about Krishna. There are other ways of remembering Krishna. One is always my godbrother Krishna Chaitra Maharaj is guiding you in this. He does all this writing exercise and publishes books with the writings of devotees. Have you seen some of the books? Gaura, Krishna. sacred dancing, that's my favorite way to remember Krishna. I dance actually for Krishna. I don't dance very well, I know, and I don't like to dance so much in public because then everyone will pay too much attention to me. It's about Krishna, you know. Dramas, performing dramas about Krishna is something to remind us of Krishna. It is said when Krishna left the Brajbasis, they were so sorry, so sad. So they heard, this is a story told in Braj, that there was an Akashvani, a voice from the sky, which said, do dramas about me and I will support you. I will send my beautiful crown, which you can put on my mukut, put it on one Brahmin boy who plays Krishna, and Radha will send her beautiful Chandika, you know everything. Please put this onto two Brahmin boys and I will be with you and you will act out my pastimes. You can visit this one temple of Champakalata, where there is a pujari. He has eyes which look like stars. So much light is in there. He's worshipping since he was a little boy, the deities there. And he has a picture on the altar where there is Krishna giving his mukut. And we hear that once a year this mukut is on display. It is kept in Mathura, very highly guarded, and it is brought out once a year. I have not seen it, and one can see it. Wouldn't that be something to see? Perhaps we can send one adventurous Vaishnav from Serbia there with a mobile telephone, and he can then send it to us on WhatsApp. Why not? You know. So this is. Yes, there are many ways to remember Krishna. Dramas is well embedded in the tradition. I have seen these dramas about Krishna in Braj, and sometimes you see saints coming to these dramas who never mix with the public. You never see them. They avoid the public because of their own inner cultivation and so on. They want only sangha of like-minded people, but they come for these dramas and they're there and they cry and they are absolutely absorbed. This is an authorized process which you find in the 11th canto as in the chapter on deity worship, no? Devotees perform dramas about the pastimes of Krishna to become mindful of him. Ooh. I will go now a little bit faster. Is this all right for you? No, yes, middle.
Yes.
Good. Now you need to be absolutely focused. Your heart is like a garden. This is the example of Mahaprabhu. And in this garden, there is a very precious plant. It's your bhakti plant, the bhakti lata. No? And there are two ways to water it. One is with an effort, like for instance this smriti, where you have to choose consciously, I'm going now to do a verse meditation. I'm going now to think when I drink about my water that this is the taste of Krishna, the taste of water. This I would like to compare with a classical comparison which is used by Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross. They are mystics. They are very close to bhakti. They say, if you make an effort to try to be in contemplation, it's like hauling, you know, hauling means to draw water with a bucket from a well. When you do this, after some time your arms will become tired. Also sometimes dry, the wells go dry. But when you are on the stage where you constantly, with skill and absorption, they use similar terminas like Rupa Goswami, when you constantly meditate about Krishna, this is like a rainfall. No effort is necessary. Now the second form of meditation, where you're constantly in meditation and constantly thinking of Krishna, this rainfall, my dear devotees, it is possible when Krishna is merciful. There is no mechanical process really to bring the picture of or the image, to bring the Lord in the heart. And a good example is Narada Muni. Narada Muni had, by the mercy of the Lord, a direct encounter of the Lord. I think you remember reading from the first canto. He had lost his mother and then left his village, walked through the area and finally found a good banyan tree to sit in an uninhabited forest. No one was there, no disturbance, no mobile telephone. I mean, at that time there was no mobile telephones. And there the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared on the lotus of the heart. Narada Muni describes what happened to him. Overpowered by feelings of happiness, every part of my body became separately enlivened. He was totally enlivened. Then all of a sudden, Narada Muni lost the vision of the Lord. So he got up, startled, and tried, and then sat down and tried to again invoke the form of the Lord. This is called Rupa Dhyanam, to meditate about the form of the Lord. These are his words. I desired to see again the transcendental form of the Lord, but despite my attempts, he gave his best effort. But despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore. Thus I was dissatisfied and very much aggrieved. Now Prabhupada wrote this very nice comment on this. He said, there is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. It completely depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. Yes, you know. We cannot demand the Lord to be present before our vision. Then he gives an example. Just as we cannot demand the sun to rise whenever we like. I made an investigation into it. You like more cloudy, no? But imagine there's one amongst us who feels chilly, and he will think, oh, the sun should come, you know, out of the cloud. He can't sit or stand or do jumping jack flashes on the lawn and demand the sun to come. It will not come. So that's with the Lord. But the Lord spoke to Narada Muni, and this is now the part where you need to be so one-pointed concentrated, because this may apply to us. He says, the Lord says, I regret that in this life you will not see me again. For those who are incomplete in seva and who are not completely free from all material taints, taints means like contaminations, they can hardly see me. So you will ask, okay, the Lord appeared under the, when he sat under the banyan tree on the lotus of the heart, and then he disappeared. What is in the mind of the Lord? Why does he first appear and then disappear? If he doesn't want to be seen, then why this contradictory behavior? Listen, I showed myself only one time to you, just to increase your desire for me. For the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. These taints or contaminations in the heart will go, the Lord says, if we hanker for him. And therefore, he gives us this initial taste. It is called the first dish. Dish means preparation, which the Lord serves to the new devotee is utsahan, enthusiasm. Yesterday, Syam Gopal and myself saw one devotee. He was so enthusiastic in the kirtan. He, listen to this, he played the trumpet, but then on top of it, he was dancing like a madman. But the two activities were going on. And Syam Gopal and myself, we were just there. And we said, that's enthusiasm. I wish I'm like this also. You know, I mean, it's not necessarily about playing the trumpet, but doing something and being just so enthusiastic. You know, you can't come. This is the dish which Krishna gives to us. But then, my dear devotees, he may take it away from you. Usually, old devotees are not so enthusiastic. Older devotees, no? And you can see they don't dance so much. Therefore, they have good size forms, you know. If you would dance like that Milosh, you would, it would, you know, Hare Krishna. So yes, but this is this is the way the Lord acts. He gives us first some taste. He may also, we may be able to remember him very nicely when we make this effort, and we may be very inspired. But then he, the English word is, he withdraws. But there is a purpose. It's not cruel from him. No, he knows. When we then want this again, then we will lose our material desires. I spoke to some older devotees today, very old devotees, maybe the oldest devotees amongst us. And they have sold their good business. It's a very, very good running business, because now they feel, we want to now go to Mayapur. We want to be more engaged in devotional service. We hanker for that. This is the Lord has dealt with them in this way. In other words, our baby love, which is very baby-like, has to grow up and become youthful love and then mature love. This is why the Lord first appears, to give us some initial beginner's enthusiasm, and then it can grow and become mature, no? So what did Narada Muni say? The Lord had told him, those who are not yet incomplete in their seva, their service to him is not yet complete. He took to devotional service, my dear devotees. Lord told him, Narada Muni, listen now, by service to the Absolute Truth and the devotees, sat sevaya, even for a short time, one becomes firmly fixed in me, and after giving up this deplorable world, one becomes my associate. There are more points on this, but I will stop here. I will not go now much longer because we have heard so much already and we don't want to die from an overdose here. But the point here is, my dear devotees, Narada Muni practiced these two things, chanting and what? Remembering. The smaran is the Sanskrit word here. It's the first. Jiva Goswami gives us five stages of smaran, but Rupa Goswami makes it more simple. I find it very doable also. The somehow smriti, to somehow remember him. He calls it smriti, near the first level. And I would like you really to take this point from the Bhagavatam necessary. We have to advance. If we always remain on a level, we will feel a lack of enthusiasm. We will feel there is nothing new happening on my spiritual path. I have no new challenge. I have no new project in my spiritual life. And then we will fill the space of our time with material things and not make so much advancement. My dear devotees, you will now very soon leave the summer camp. We will roll up the bamboo mats here. The seat will be covered with a plastic foil for plastic so that it doesn't accumulate dust. No, the kitchen we will empty the kitchen, and who knows what will be cooked in the kitchen afterwards. This was like a huge fair. We came here on the midst of the marketplace, or here in the midst of the forest. We spread our things, our tents, our lives, and so on. But it will all go the other way. It went like this. Frishka Goranga 23. And now it will go. A normal place inhabited by mosquitoes and wild and sad dogs who don't have enough to eat. And from every maybe Saturday and Sunday, tourists from Novi Sad who do some grilling here, you know. This is the, where will you be? What will you take with you? What will be your project? How will you develop and maintain your Krishna consciousness? Will you simply wait for the next event or you know, your lectures on the internet? Or will you also be able to take something exciting, something new into your life and spread auspiciousness in your heart? I would request you to think deeply about the various lectures which were on the subject of remembering Krishna. Maybe study your notes If you have not taken notes, you might like to revisit some lectures where you thought there was something in for you. Krishna Chaitra Maharaj, Madhavananda, Prabhu, our intelligent Maharaj, what is his good name? Bhaktiananda Tirtha Maharaj, and so on and so on. You might take something with you and then make a practice around it and see how your life becomes spiritual. This is my request to you. Please think about it. It's a serious request. I will end the class here because I'm 2 minutes over time. I think it was pretty clear. If you like to try again the meditate about the verse which we did, take note in your mobile telephone, 1:11:27. Again, 1 Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. Which was the chapter? 11th chapter. What was the verse? 27. Good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Krishna.
Srila Satyananda Maharaj ki.